day to celebrate the courage, service, and sacrifice of our veterans and Marines who have dedicated themselves to protecting our nation. A heartfelt thanks to our community partners and host committee, Carlene Corliss of Swords to Plowshares, Gerard Chakroon of Heart and Armor, Bill Barnacle of the SF Veterans Affairs Commission, Joshua Steinberg, and Alan Arada Vega, our former intern, for organizing and supporting this meaningful event. Your commitment ensures that we continue to honor those who have served with dignity and gratitude. Now please join me in welcoming Mayor Daniel Lurie.
Good afternoon, everyone. I appreciate you all being here. It is an honor to welcome you to San Francisco City Hall as we just raised the Marine Corps flag in celebration of the 250th anniversary of the United States Marine Corps and recognition of the Veterans Day here in San Francisco, a day that holds deep meaning for our city and for our country. So thank you. As the gateway to America's West Coast, San Francisco has been a place where countless service members began their journeys and where many returned home. The Presidio, Chrissy Field, and the USS Pampanito. There we go. Now we can start. At Pier 45, remind us of that enduring legacy. They tell the story of a city deeply connected to service and to sacrifice. The military helped shape San Francisco's identity as a place of belonging and opportunity. Service members from across the country made this city their home, including many people of color and the LGBTQ+ service members. Their families, their contributions, and their courage have defined the strength that we honor today and tomorrow. As we mark 250 years of the Marines, we pay tribute to a legacy built on courage and service to others. Those values reflect the best of San Francisco, a city that leads with purpose and stands by those who protect our freedoms. Last month, I attended an enlistment ceremony for new Marines and Navy Corps recruits. Watching them take their oaths to defend this country just across the street was a powerful reminder that the call to service remains strong. I saw the same dedication in the junior ROTC students yesterday who lined up for our parade along Fisherman's Wharf. From high schools across our city, including over 100 strong from Balboa. Our veterans embody leadership that endures long after their service. They strengthen neighborhoods, they guide institutions, and remind us what true commitment looks like. Their example challenges each of us to lead with that same sense of duty and integrity. Supporting our veterans is a responsibility we all share. Neighbors, communities, and city partners united in gratitude to those who have given so much. On behalf of the City and County of San Francisco, I extend our deepest thanks to every veteran, every active duty service member, and to the United States Marine Corps on this historic milestone. San Francisco and our city leadership, Fire Chief Dean Crispin, Deputy Chief Commander Deputy Chief Lou, oh my God, our Sheriff Paul Miyamoto, our City Attorney David Chu, our newest supervisor, Bea Alcarez, on behalf of all of us, we thank you for the service and for continuing the legacy that you all have built. Now, I would like, before we continue, to ask Michael Blecker to come up and receive a certificate of honor for your decades of service to our city and for your leadership at Swords to Plowshares. Michael, thank you very much. And now, Tremesia, come on up here. You get to speak, but I'm also giving you a proclamation on this Veterans Day from the city and county of San Francisco. We are calling this Veterans Month here in the city and county of San Francisco. We appreciate you. We appreciate Swords of Plowshares and all of your work. So thank you very much. So let's do it. All right. Tremesia, you're up.
Thank you, Mayor Lurie, and to the leadership here in San Francisco for hosting us this Veterans Day and honoring the veterans who are living here in San Francisco and really across the country who put their lives on the line to be in military service. So it's interesting. Like, my work here at Swords as executive director is new. I've only been in this job for about a year, but I've been with the agency for about 14 years. And the reason that I do this work is because of my husband, who's a retired Army veteran, and also his father, who was a Vietnam combat veteran, who was drafted from here in San Francisco in the Bayview. And so understanding the plight of veterans here in the city and what it takes to really be able to stay living in San Francisco, to have your needs met, and to really get access to the care that you need is very important. You know, some of the work that we do at Swords is really dispelling the myths around veteran care. Many people think that, oh, you're a veteran, you just go to the VA, all is well. Well, we know that's not the case. The VA can't do everything. They do a lot, but there are also places where community-based organizations such as Swords really have to step in. Thinking about what we've done over the last year, we've served over 2,500 veterans here in the San Francisco Bay Area. We've brought in about $14 million in benefits for veterans. That includes monetary benefits, in addition to reconnecting veterans with their health care. Thank you. We also provide over 500 units of housing here in San Francisco, and that number will soon to grow. Thanks to the city and county's investment in veterans, we will have two new properties coming online, one at 1035 Van Ness, which is right there near the 38 Geary, so veterans can get to the VA very quickly, and then over on 629 Post. So these two new housing sites will bring on a little over 180 units of new housing for veterans here in the city. And so one of the things that we've been working closely with the Department of Homelessness, the mayor's office, is really looking at how do we get to zero in terms of veteran homelessness. We can do that here in San Francisco, and we are so grateful to have the partnership and the commitment of the city, the VA, and other partners to do this work. So, you know, as you're sitting here and enjoying this ceremony, please think about the veterans who couldn't be here, folks who've lost their lives, loved ones who've lost family members due to their military service. Please hold them in your hearts. And also, if you see veterans here in the crowd and out in the community, please thank them. And don't just leave it at a thank you. Please make sure that you are checking in with folks, asking, how can we help? What can we do? What do you need? And if you find a veteran in need, please let them know that there are community partners like Swords who are here ready to work with them, help them do all that we can. Because we know San Francisco is such an amazing place with such a huge heart. And all we do are welcome folks, regardless of who they are, how they served, and how they exited the military. So with that, I say thank you. And I'm going to bring up Gerard.
Hello, can you hear me okay? Thank you. I just quickly want to thank Alan Areta Vega for visioning this and getting people together. I really appreciate it. Mayor Lurie and Moises and your staff have been incredibly wonderful to work with, and thank you for inviting us into this beautiful place. And a huge thanks to Swords to Plowshares for all of your navigation and stewardship of this event. If you'll indulge me, a very quick story. When I was in graduate school in 1999 in Philadelphia, my mentor, who was a luminary in the world of homelessness named Dennis Culhane, was explaining to me how all nonprofits are specious wastes of time, and I should never be involved with one, except for one in San Francisco called Swords to Plowshares. And that was 25 years ago. And I say that because it's just an honor to be with Tremesia and Colleen and Mr. Blecker. The work that goes on here, we get used to it because Swords to Plowshares is part of our scenery and part of environment. There is It is unparalleled in the entire country. And what you do for veterans and what you've done for 50 years is truly remarkable and an inspiration. So thank you for collaborating with us, but thank you for being who you've been for 50 years. We appreciate you so much. So Heart and Armor is, by in comparison, a brand new organization, 5 years old, that or 6 years old, that aims to support veterans' health through science and to connect civilians to the experience of military personnel. Largely here in San Francisco, we're based here, and I think, you know, to the point that what we do here makes impact beyond our own walls. The work that goes on here in San Francisco is nationally prominent at a level that I don't think we always understand. The science that happens at UCSF, we are at the forefront of PTSD, insomnia, women veterans' health, trauma, race, and ethnicity, Parkinson's, all sorts of things that disproportionately impact the veteran community and lead to this terrible phenomenon in which veterans age so poorly compared to their civilian counterparts. A lot of the work happens here, and it's not always something that we're known for, but it's something we're incredibly good at. So I just want to remind people that part of what we do is elevate the work that's already going on here at UCSF in particular, also the San Francisco VA that's incredibly innovative in how it reaches out to young veterans, how it engages people in care who may be difficult to find, isolated vets, combating suicide and isolation and community fragmentation. Recognize Bridget Leach for her 15 years of work at City College, which has been truly remarkable, Bridget. And, of course, the City College of San Francisco, which has a best-in-class, one of the finest in the nation, unreplicated in the nation, veteran service, multidisciplinary collaborations with the VA, with other community partners, with administrators at CCSF. The heartbeat of the post-9/11 veteran generation in San Francisco goes through City College of San Francisco. And this has been a consistent resource that you've supported, not just veterans, but also the larger community of veterans in the Bay Area. So thank you to everybody at City College. And everybody's working on tough issues, military sexual assault and PTSD and suicide. These are terrible things. They're an important part of the story, but they're a piece of the story. The story goes on for longer, and it's important for us on Veterans Day. That's what this day means to me, which is the full veteran story that I've learned as a civilian, that yes, there are terrible things that are part of the military experience, but there is a kindness and a citizenship and a perspective that comes from having been put through the ringer of the American experience around camaraderie and caring for one another and being skilled at it and being reflexively kind to one another. And I think that that's really a huge part of the story. So when we're raising the Marine Corps flag or when we're all here together, this is what Veterans Day means to me. The difficulties in the veteran population are pronounced and terrible and difficult, no doubt. But what kills me after 25 years, what makes me cry, is the decency. And the people who are sequence it, not you have to feel good and you have to be right to help somebody. You help somebody first and then see if that doesn't make you feel right and see if that doesn't bring you a kind of spiritual lift. And the veteran community has taught me and taught so many people about that. I just can't thank all the veterans here enough for teaching us that lesson. So as we honor somebody today who really deserves a tremendous amount of credit, Brian Vargas, I want to harken back to the members of the San Francisco community like Walter Newman and John Kecker and Michael Blecker and Willie Mays and General Myatt and George Shultz, really luminaries in our city who veterans have helped propel. As we're nurturing a young generation of veterans who are similarly skilled and similarly committed to each other, and to us, and to the American experience and the San Francisco experience. It's emotional to talk about Brian. It's a good thing that we're talking about you on Veterans Day, not Memorial Day, and we know that that was close. And what you've done with your life and what you do in this city every single day is a tremendous blessing and honor to all of us. To read about Brian before presenting him with a certificate, is that okay? Is a fellow Marine, Jack Jacoby, who is one of the founders of the Veterans Center at City College of San Francisco. Hand the table to Jack Jacoby.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Thank you so much for being here today. So I'd like to tell you a little bit about January 11th, 2007. I was stationed in Al Anbar with 3-4 Lima Company, and we heard a 9-line go off from an adjacent rooftop that somebody had been shot. It got shot in the face from a sniper. So who was going to be folding up the flag to give to that person's parents. But not that day. Brian Vargas was that Marine. He survived, but recovery came slowly. Physical wounds, but also traumatic brain injury, post-traumatic stress disorder, memory problems, insomnia. Brian was discharged from the Marines and returned to the Bay Area. His family long since relocated. His body and mind not fully recovered. He slept in his car or on friends' couches, pretty much effectively homeless. But with the help of medical professionals and local nonprofits, and most of all, his wife Monica, who's here today, Brian slowly regained footing, literally, and regained his confidence and his drive. 7 surgeries, hundreds of medical procedures, and untold sleepless nights. He enrolled at Diablo Valley College and received his associate's degree. But then he was accepted to UC Berkeley, which is an accomplishment all its own, where he not only got a bachelor's in psychology, but also received a master's in social work. Now, as a manager of the Veterans Resource Center at City College, he's an administrator, an advocate, a friend to his colleagues, and an irreplaceable mentor to so many veterans out there. Those who did not serve, he is critical as well. A connection to our military population, not just to the past, but to the future. Someone who nurtures our young vets by sharing his relationships, his resources, his wisdom, preventing disconnection, isolation, suffering, and suicide each and every day. Enriching our city by dedicating his life to our young veterans. Brian, thank you for everything that you've done for this city and the veterans. And Mayor, thank you for continuing what I've always experienced in this city as a veteran, is a very friendly city to veterans. So thank you. Thank you, everybody.
That's it? Oh, I'll close out. Brent, you gotta come up here. You have to say, well, first, go Bears.
Go Bears.
There you go.
Always.
You got anything you want to say, share anything? Or is that not part of it?
Yeah, I mean,
come
I'll
on, let's go.
Say a couple
let's
words. First and foremost, I got to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because, man, that day, January 17th of 07, was just a little bit more, you know, yeah, we could have been celebrating this Memorial Day versus Veterans Day. But I'm born in San Francisco, you know, I mean, it's hard to knock us out. The fight, so I'm glad to be a part of the Bay Area community, and just thank you for all showing up and supporting veterans across the Bay, from the East Bay to Bay Area here in San Francisco. Like, we have veterans coming to City College from literally all over, driving to make that commute here, so what you do makes an impact on everyone's lives that is trying to figure out that next hustle and trying to figure out how to gain their next step when it's not always certain. So thank you, and I appreciate it. And love you guys. Thank you. Thank you, Mayor.
All right, everybody. Thank you, Brian. Thank you to Swords to Plowshares. Thank you for everything. Thanks to our city leaders for being here to support and to honor our veterans. And I hope everybody takes not only a moment tomorrow, but every single day to honor all of those that have served our country with such distinction and with such honor. And we appreciate you every single day. So thank you. And please join us right here in this little alcove for some drinks and some food. Thank you all.